نوروز سپیشال. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. Nowruz is an ancient Iranian feast which has remained fresh for several millennia. Many of the current customs in the world have their roots in the past. Nowruz is a great Iranian feast that has been mixed with the culture of this land and the neighboring nations as they used to be part of the greater Iran. Nowruz brings joy and hope with itself. It is celebrated among various ethnicities and religions. Some researchers believe that great events and feasts like Nowruz originate from myth. According to experts, myth consists of the things that are related to the era of primitive man and his life on planet Earth. In those days, human beings often forged ideas and imaginations which became sacred later on. In next eras, when myths lost their sanctity, other thoughts and beliefs replaced them. These myths and even epics that had lost their social value were known as legends. However, some myths could survive during the ups and downs of time and place. Nowruz is one of these myths. There are different accounts on the origins of Nowruz. But for sure, Nowruz is a feast that is closely linked with the change of season. In ancient times, seasons were different in length and various divisions can be found for them in books. But the ancient Iranians had divided the year into six unequal parts and maintained that. In the beginning of each part, Ahura Mazda had created a pre-model for the universe, including the sky, the earth, plants, useful animals and man. They believed that Ahura Mazda had done the job in six unequal junctures during a year. Thus, creation or genesis set the ground for feasts in ancient Iran, which were called Gahambars. In those feasts, people would praise Ahura Mazda and thank him for his bounties. Each Gahambar lasted for 5 days. The last feast of the year coincided with the anniversary of man's creation. Thus, Nowruz is the anniversary of man's creation as the most valuable creature of God Almighty. There are many other legends that attribute Nowruz feast to the era of Jamshid. It is said that Jamshid was one of the rulers of Pishdadian dynasty. According to the Iranian myth, he came to the throne on Nowruz and revived religion on this day. Pishdadi rulers were the first dynasty of kings in the Iranian myths. This has been mentioned in Shahnameh, the magnum opus of the renowned Iranian epic poet Ferdowsi. Another account says that Ahriman, that is the devil, had annihilated bounties so that people would not get satisfied of eating and drinking. Wind would not stop so that all trees were dried and the world was in the brink of destruction. Upon the order of Yazdan, that is God, Jamshid rushed to the residence of Ahriman and his followers and fought them. This caused the end of misery and the world returned to the days of bounties, and this victory was like a radiant sun astonishing people. Hence, people shouted Nowruz, meaning new day. There is little account on the details of Nowruz celebrations in the era of Achaemenid and Ashkani dynasties. A few historical narrations show that Nowruz used to be celebrated during the Achaemenid dynasty. It is narrated that when Cyrus triumphed over Babylon, introduced his son Cambyses as the king of Mesopotamia, simultaneous with Nowruz feast. Moreover, it seems that the glorious Taht-e-Jamshid, Persepolis Palace, had been the place of annual Nowruz celebrations. All nations that were under the Achaemenid rule would converge there on this day to offer their presents to the king. They would ascend splendid steps of the palace and through the gates to enter the 100-pillar palace. The famous relief design in Taht-e-Jamshid, which shows the battle of lion and bull, can be the symbol of victory of vernal equinox over winter. This is because lion is the symbol of the sun and the bull is the symbol of rain. This relief design shows that there had been an annual feast in Iran which was related to the change of seasons, and that was Nowruz. All myths and historical narrations indicate that Nowruz is a symbol of renewal and development, and it is intertwined with the cycle of nature. It is the feast that is held in the start of the vernal equinox, bringing about freshness and vividness. Vernal equinox, March, is one of the two annual equinoxes. The other one is the autumnal equinox, September. The vernal equinox in the northern hemisphere coincides with the autumnal equinox in southern hemisphere. That's why the vernal equinox is celebrated with Nowruz in the northern hemisphere. Nowruz has survived throughout centuries despite changes and developments in lands and regions. Nowruz is a bridge that connects all Iranians from every race, language, and color of skin. Nowruz is the great national feast of all Iranians and those who belong to the Iranian culture and civilization. We will elaborate more on the customs of Nowruz in the next episode.